This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're looking at the, you know, the power of social media. Social media is pretty powerful. It can actually help, you know, help you in many ways, but it can also destroy you. Now we're looking at the issue of it having the potential of letting criminals know what valuable items you have in your house, and also helping them breach that security system that you have in your house. That is very possible, Mpo. That's very possible. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that is why we this morning are talking to an expert. We told you earlier on about the reports that are there that criminal syndicates are targeting high-end goods in the country, with owners of items like, you know, people that have rare artwork, expensive jewelry, and even high-value items, that we are urged at this point to really be extra cautious when it comes to, you know, what's happening. And we're wondering, is your social media page leading these criminals to your property? You're talking to security expert and private investigator Mike Ball-Hayes, who's joining us. Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
No, thank you for joining us. You know, many people are making money on social media through sharing parts of their lives and going live. And, you know, it's very important where they are, what they are showing. But what are some of the things they end up sharing that actually lead criminals to their homes?
Well, if you're going to live your life on social media like a Kardashian, all your jewelry, your beautiful cars, your valuables, you are actually showing the world what you're worth. And the moment your worth is known outside, the cyber criminals will pick it up and you might be a target. You know, the criminals won't easily go for poor people. They go for the wealthy, and they do check you out, and especially what you drive and what you wear and where you live. Those are the three main areas.
Okay, I hear that. Then what do you say to, because you know there's this thing of unboxings that people do, showing the new items that they got, bags, jewelry, yeah, whatever it is. But what if I'm not unboxing anything? I'm actually wearing this stuff. I'm wearing my jewelry and I'm just, you know, going about my way and just minding my own business, taking pictures and all those kind of things. How can I be careful to not share too much? Because like I was saying, people will notice if I have a bag. I'm not unboxing it. I have it. I'm at a restaurant. I'm taking a picture. The bag is there.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my necklace. So what can you say to that? How can we be careful when it comes to those kind of issues?
Well, this is the unfortunate thing, eh? This is what's the situation is in South Africa is now. It's actually, I won't say it's a worldwide thing, but definitely very serious in South Africa. This is a country where this country is hijacked by criminals. It's unfortunately so. There's so much corruption. We see it. You guys expose it. The media are constantly, presently busy showing the corruption in the government and on high-level police authorities. Also, all other forms of safety and security and other business institutions being involved in organized crime and racketeering. And this all creates a mindset amongst the smaller criminals, especially the cybercrime criminals, that you can commit crime and can get away with it. And therefore, they would observe more and take advantage of those who have valuable. So unfortunately, it's come to a situation where what you have said, you have to be very careful. You cannot flaunt any of your valuables. Nowadays, you have to put it away a bit. And we have to see if things change in our country. And you have to be careful when you go out, where you're going. It's unfortunate to say, you have to be positively paranoid.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe before we part, the number one security feature that you always advise people to try and have or prioritize in their homes, or at least try and keep the family safe.
If you lose your phone and you absolutely shit yourself, then you've had too much on your phone. So you must be very careful what you do with your cell phone. Ask yourself, if a criminal gets your cell phone or your digital and electronic, happen to you and your family members. Once you've answered that, you'd know exactly what to do, not to have that available to them. That's the number one.
Sure. Our phones. All right, Mike, we're going to leave it here. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Security expert and private investigator Mike Bolhays, wrapping up the interview saying, you know, careful what you have on your phone. Careful what you have on your phone. If you have information that you know that if someone gets hold of your phone, they can literally wipe out your existence and your life savings and all of that, and it's easily accessible, then rethink how, you know, you're going to make your phone even more secure. So we are asking you this morning, on, and send your message to 079-899-6226. With a rise in crime stats and criminals said to be looking into luxury items people own, things like artwork and jewelry, we're asking you, what protection do you have in your home to fight against crime and even break-ins? Mr. Jones, a message here says, hi team, two German Shepherds are our security. We use to have nothing until they broke into our home while we are at work. Yo, the people had their own time, Shem. They shopped almost all the grocery in the kitchen, even used our buckets as plastic bags. That's when we decided to get dogs, and no one passes our street now.
But sometimes they can even cook. Sit down and have that jowl and everything. No. Watch television. And the truck is actually waiting outside.
Imagine.
And neighbors don't even suspect anything. And then they sit down and eat. You know what?
Yeah.
This is just crazy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.